Tiki Barber is the Giants' all-time career leader in rushing yards. He entered the league in 1997 out of the University of Virginia, and he credits his coaches for his great success.
Coach Fossil found a way to focus me. He said, Tiki, I want you to forget about all that stuff about being the man and starting running back. Be the best third down back in this league and be the best punt returner in this league. And after that, we'll go from there.
Still on his feet, galloping to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants! Tiki Barber, a miraculous touchdown run!
Great job, buddy. Hey, that's a hell of a job, man.
That was a great game, man. I'm going to tell you what, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, man.
I made it.
I excelled on both of those. Caught 40, 50, 60 passes a year. It's a third down back, second or third in the league in punt returns for a couple of years.
Tiki makes one man miss at the 20, outside to the 25. Tiki up to the 30, to the 40, has to be going. Down the left sideline, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. He's going to score. 5, touchdown, Tiki Barber. 85-yard return.
85 yards by Tiki, who's been on fire tonight.
And then Coach Payton comes along and changes our offense. And Sean found a way to use me in ways that propelled us and our team to the Super Bowl in 2000. And my game takes another step. I start making Pro Bowls, and we have pretty good success as a running offense. And my career changed from then on out.
Tiki would emerge as one of the league's premier all-purpose threats, known for his exceptional cutback running and vision. He was also an adept receiver, becoming one of only 3 players in NFL history to gain more than 10,000 rushing yards and 5,000 receiving yards in an NFL career. He had 4 seasons of over 2,000 total yards, but he would save his best for a special day in 2005. Following the passing of the Giants' beloved owner, Wellington Mara, Tiki would put on a record-setting performance for the ages.
We're playing the Washington Redskins, and it was one of these days where, as a football player, every single play worked.
Down the left sideline, Barber to the Redskin 40, to the 30, to the 20.
And I remember Timmy McDonald, who is Wellington's grandson, coming up to me and saying, hey, old man, you going to score? And I said, Timmy, I promise you, before this day is over, I'm going to score a touchdown for you.
Draw play, Barber runs right, cuts the 2, dives for the goal line, touchdown! Tiki's got his score!
Tiki's 234 rushing yards in that game is still in the Giants' record books.
So I turn right around immediately, and I grab the ball. I run directly to the sideline. I gave the ball to Timmy. I said, Timmy, this is for you and your grandparents and your family, and I thank you guys for everything that you did for me. I had done what I wanted to do, which was honor a man who means more to this game, to this organization, than any other man possibly could.
Tiki would retire at the end of the 2006 season, securing his legacy as one of the greatest players in the Giants' storied history.
Giant blue is part of my blood. I never wanted to play anywhere else because I knew the intensity and the thrill that came with playing this game for such a storied franchise. That meant something to me.